To order, I've asked Jeff Reynolds to open us with prayer, and then we'll have the pledge. If everybody'd stand, please.
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we thank you, God, for this great county that we live in. We thank you, Father, for this great country, Lord, for there's none other like it on the face of this planet. Father, we just pray, Father, for our leaders, Father, in government. We just pray, Father, for wisdom for them, and God, we just thank you, Lord, for guiding them. Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be here. Guiding and directing our steps. We praise you and thank you again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Jeff. Jeff is committed to pray for our meeting for quite a long while, so I'm glad he's fulfilled that commitment. little humor there. Again, if anyone would like to pray on before our meeting on Monday morning, please let me know. I'd be glad to give you the opportunity. Okay, next on our agenda is meeting minutes from 5:3, 5:5, and 5:6.
Motion for approval.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, let me take just a quick look here. Oh, I know, I have one question, and that is, we had the HPRP where we approved a quarterly report, and then we had, a day or two later, we had the corrected. Was the first one, maybe you can help me, Nikki, was the first one, were those the same two reports?
No.
They're different ones. Okay, good deal. All right, I'm good. Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Come on in, make yourself welcome. You are welcome. Next, we're ready for accounts payable.
Andrew? I would like to hold out check number 319655 until we have a little discussion about a contract in our executive session with Mr. Paulson. There seems to be some discrepancy.
Motion for approval, all except for that check number.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion to approve accounts payable, all except 319655. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, we didn't have any transfers or journal entries that I saw. Next is our public comment. Before we get into that, we had a vote last February, I believe, on using Robert's Rules of Order. It's been on the news a little bit even this morning, I think. I voted against it because I felt like our meetings were run all right the way we've been doing it. Maybe a slight bump here or there, but I was against it because of the extra formality and sometimes because of the somewhat rigidity, it might make folks feel a little intimidated. I've brought it up a couple of times since then to the commission. Do we want to operate by them or not, where you have to address the chair and a lot of those things? We had, I think, a very good discussion on Thursday in our administrative time and talked about the pros and the cons, and the decision was that we try to operate more to Robert's Rules, where someone has to address, commissioners have to address the chair before they speak and all those kind of things. I hope, and I'm sure my colleagues are the same way, that we will not make it where it's cumbersome or whatnot to the folks that are here, but you may see a little bit of change as you sit and watch our meetings. Public comment is, we don't have it written down anywhere, I don't think, but it's for the public to have the opportunity to speak to the commission about gripes or suggestions or questions. We ask that you don't that you be courteous and not bring personalities into the, into your discussion. Let's see, I had one other thought there and I'd lost it. This on the agenda after public comment is new and old business, and if your issue that you're here to speak about, if you are here to speak, you don't need to do that under public comment. You can do it when that issue comes up. So again, hope I'm not sounding too formal here. You're welcome to speak. And we want to hear your concerns as you bring them to us. Comments?
Don't forget to tell them that they need to sign up before the meeting. Is that what you were going to do?
I did tell folks ahead of the meeting that you do need to sign up. I've already brought that up. An issue has been on the table numerous times that... Well, we have a rule. Let me back up. We have a rule that asks you to sign up before the meeting, which Danny's speaking to. Last week, we had an issue where we had a bunch of people come to speak. They didn't get signed up ahead of the meeting. We had an issue. So I just stopped the meeting and asked the commission, what do you want to do? Do you want to hear more people or not? And we discussed that, and we went on further with taking more public comment. The news has brought up that I believe they quoted Danny saying that I had cut off Donna Neely, kept her from speaking. And if I remember right, she was kind of next in line to speak when I asked the meeting to stop and let's talk about whether we're going to have more folks to speak or not. We can do that. We can suspend our rules. And if for some of you decide you wished you would have signed up, you can address the chair to speak, and then I'll bring it to the commission, and we'll decide whether we want to take more people. We do have some rules that were also voted in February, and it talks about how long those meetings can go. Pretty good, decent rules. One other issue, and I'll try to get done here, is... It states the commission may address any issues raised by any speaker at any point during the meeting. For the last long while, many times it's been said that the commission can't speak back to someone that's speaking under public comment, but that's not been correct, and it's very clear in our rules that if you ask us a question, if it's not a long, detailed type of thing, or it gets where it might be in violation of the Sunshine Law. What I'm saying is you come up on an issue and you want to talk about something. If it gets too long, it's not fair to the other side of that issue. So we need to stop the discussion there at some point and put it on a regular agenda item where it would be posted for all folks to know about it. Thanks for bringing that up. Okay. Under public comment, Mr. Hershen, please come up to the podium, and I'm glad you raised. Let me say something, Ron. Something I forgot is we have folks listening by the internet, and when you speak from out here in the, what, sir?
He's not on the list.
He may want to speak about the public comment.
Okay.
If you would just please come to the mic, Ron. All right, I got sidetracked here with your question, Bob. The people are listening on the internet. I'm catching up here. So it's important that you come to the mic and speak. You're a little bit out of order, Mr. Hershen.
I am, but it is a question. Just clarification, please.
Yes.
You had stated, I believe, that if we had something that didn't fit under public comment, it was an old or new business.
Yes.
That we could speak to that during that section.
Yes, sir.
But is that like something that's not on the agenda? If I wanted to discuss last week's meeting.
No, sir. It's on the agenda is what I tried to say was if there's an item on the new and old business of the agenda, that's the time to speak to it and not under public comment.
That's the clarification I thought was needed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. All right. Are we good to go, Commission? All right. Who do we have first there?
Lindy Northam.
Lindy Northam. Welcome, sir. And if you would, Lindy, give us your address.
It's 248 Juniper Road, Forsyth.
Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, my name's Lindy Northam, Jr. I've been an active registered voter, and I have lived in Taney County now for over 13 years. This is the first time that I have ever been compelled to come to address the Taney County Commission. I'm here today in opposition of the proposed senior tax levy. This is probably in vain because my understanding is you all three have already promised to support and back this levy for the August ballot without hearing everybody in this county that might oppose it. I am not against taking care of seniors in this county. However, I am against a welfare tax and forcing the property owners of this county to pay for senior programs. This is outright stealing, and it is wrong. This is an election year, and no doubt the senior vote is being bought. By using promises to put this senior tax levy proposal on the August county ballot. You're in good company, though. President of the United States did the same thing when he ran for office. Promised 95% of working Americans that they would pay no tax, no additional tax. And look where it's gotten us today. This is not just about senior tax levy. This is about government control. Today it's the senior tax levy. Tomorrow, who will be next? Currently, approximately 50% of eligible taxpayers are supporting America. The others are on what I call the free lunch program. They have no federal tax liability. And many of them are making what I call tax profit. Means they not only have no tax liability, but they're getting an income tax refund that they did not pay. This is off the backs of hard-working taxpayers. What's scary is this 50% is allowed to vote. It's almost like our Congress today up there voting for their pay raises. This is ridiculous. And I say, enough is enough. I hope you will reconsider your position on the senior tax levy. This is a community issue. The community should take care of this. Churches, families, friends. This doesn't need to be on the backs of the taxpayer. So I hope that you will reconsider your position. And if you don't, it comes on the tax ballot, I hope the citizens of this county have the good sense to say no and get rid of the ones that put it on the ballot. I also have another concern I'd like to address. I've been listening to previous minutes of meetings and whatnot, and I heard a statement from Mr. Strahan made that a $60,000 investment and we're going to get a $20 million return on that investment. And my question is, what are we going to lose in the county? What are we going to have to give up for this $20 million return on our investment? And this is in connection with all these grants, I guess the county is going out to. Well, somebody's going to have to pay somewhere. And some strings are attached to these somehow. And I've heard some in some of these grants that there are additional laws that have to be ordinances that have to be passed. And how are these affecting the people of the county? My philosophy is I believe government budgeting should be like family budgeting, that you should only spend the money you have. It seems it's more honest when you do it that way. Anyway, I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Comments of the commission?
I do have a comment.
Okay.
I think that maybe he misunderstood that when we place the issue on the ballot, it is from a signature list that was brought to the commission that exceeded the amount of signatures that were required by the commission to place this upon the ballot. And that might be just a misunderstanding or something that he didn't catch in the conversation that we had last week. When we place an issue on the ballot, it doesn't mean that we're in support or pro or con on the issue. It means that we give the opportunity to the citizen to vote on that issue. And I think there was a misunderstanding there. I could go into the $60 million deal, but I won't, because I can talk to this gentleman later about that, and I think I can totally explain it to where he'll understand it.
Okay. Next.
Renee Pennell.
Renee Pennell.
I think mine's in regards to new and old business only.
Okay. Next.
Bob Schantz.
Bob. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I guess by now, all of you gentlemen, probably everybody in the room, has read about Nashville, Tennessee, seen it on television, heard it on the radio. And there are several thousand homes underwater in Nashville. The mayor says it's $1.5 billion of damage. I've seen a lot of the stuff off the internet. I've got friends there who are out working and helping. It is awful. What I'm saying is, had it not been for the people of Nashville, Tennessee, the Ray Stevens, Roy Clark, Mel Tillis, Loretta Lynn, various other artists, Branson would not be what it is today. We would still be a little fishing area where they trout fish. Sammy Lane would probably still be here, and some of us would have property which would be worth a quarter of what the price is that it's worth today, and it's all because of Nashville people coming here, building this up. This didn't happen from fishing on Lake Taneycomo. I am hoping that you gentlemen could do something to repay the people who had made Branson and Taney County a great community. I know you're all church people, and you know, I've seen your pictures in the paper at prayer meetings, this and that. I hope you gentlemen can get together and do something to raise some money for the people of Nashville, Tennessee, and make it a community effort. And we have companies here with corporate planes. Fly all three of you there. Bring a bag of money over to the mayor. Help them. I mean, if Brad Paisley, Faith Hill, and others can go out, George Jones rolled up his sleeves. He's hauling trash. We can do something to repay them for what we have here today. I'm also suggesting that, I don't know the schedule of Road and Bridge, but I think if we had two or three or four, five trucks to go to Nashville and help, they have miles and miles of carpet, clothes, furniture. It's just in the streets. If we can help them, I know we have things to do here, but people in Nashville made it good for people in Taney County, so I'm saying we need to help them back. Do the Christian thing. If we can send some of our workers there to help them for a week, we have motels that are here that the same chain is in Nashville. If we can talk to a certain motel and say, hey, we're sending six guys down there, can you put them up for a week? I think that can be done. Shoney's corporate headquarters is in Nashville. There are several other. Ruby Tuesdays is in Tennessee. Talk to those people and give these guys a meal to go there. So I'm asking you to send several trucks, maybe a front-end loader or something, and help them for at least a week, It'd take a day to get there, a day to get back, 3 days they'd be working. We need to do that. We need to do that. We need to raise some money. If you gentlemen can put it together, have theaters, have special shows on a certain day, a percentage of it will go to Nashville. We need to do that. I know we're all Christians, and God tells us to help our neighbors. We've had trees to fall down a few weeks ago. I know a friend. He said, "Well, I'm have to pay $300 to remove that." Thank God it's $300. Those people have $300,000 homes that they can never move into again, and several hundred thousand dollars worth of furniture. So whatever you gentlemen can do, it would be a great thing for Nashville. It'd be a great thing for Taney County, and let's help those poor people.
Okay. Any comments, Bob? All right. Thank you, Bob. Next.
Jeff Reynolds.
I'll pass for. Okay. Next.
Mark Blackwell.
Mark.
I'll
wait till the business. All right.
Sherry Veltkamp.
Sherry. Welcome, young lady.
I come almost every week to these meetings because I want to stay informed in our county. I want to know what's going on. I want to see our politics. I want to see what our future is going to be, who our future leaders are going to be. And I think that we may have some future leaders in this room or related to people in this room or out in our county. And because of that, I'd like to read this statement. In God we trust. Our country was founded on God, His principles, His commandments, and His rules. God's word says that we should pray and support our leaders. If we believe our politicians should be perfect, then we need only to look at ourselves. For I, for one, am not perfect, but I am forgiven. And if you want to receive it, any person in this room is the same. We need to pray for our politicians. And when we see controversy coming up, when we see political grandstands and systems being played out, instead of becoming critical, judgmental people ourselves, we need to just back up and pray for our leaders, because they are our future. Our politicians can only do what we, the people, agree with. We vote them into office. If we are not fully informed, we cannot make fully informed decisions, nor can we make wise decisions. If we speak what is on our head, it leads to arguments, theories, and reasonings. And those are very fruitless things to bring into our political system here, because they lead us very, very far from the truth. Where these things prevail, there will be division. And division was not God's aim for this country in the first place. Nor was it God's intent and plan for our county or our state. If we think that there are not two forces out there, one being evil and the other being good, then we're fools. Because where there is good, evil is always going to try to come in and prevail in that place. We need to be aware of that as individuals, because when we see the process of division being broken up, when we see unity being undermined, it reminds me of some of the things that we see going on with our roads and our bridges here when they're being built. I'm thinking about Branson when they started digging beneath the mountain. I wondered, when I saw that digging going on, gee, I wonder if someday somebody who's sitting on top of that mountain could fall through because there's no surface beneath it. Is that what we want to become as a county? We want to have an undermined system where all we do is argue theory and reason our way through things, because that's what it accomplishes. Truth prevails. It's always going to prevail. And I think that we need to let God lead and not our politics.
Okay. Any comments for Sherry? All right. Thanks, Sherry. That's it? All right. Thank you guys for a good public comment. Next, we go to new and old business. We got Cody Computer Software Grant. Who put that on?
I did. You put it. I brought it up during my session last week and was told that don't worry about it. It's already been approved. However, I told you that I'd gotten an email. Evidently, it hadn't been approved. It's been reviewed. It'll be awaiting your signature if you just vote to approve it today. But it needs to be approved.
This is the software grant for the COPS grant, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We agreed, we voted for the grant, but we failed to execute the contract.
And we've done all the intergovernmental agreements. The original contract, which I was told was already approved and I thought was already approved, has not been.
Bob, do you have a copy of the grant?
Yeah. The grant or the contract?
The contract.
This says grant is what it says on the agenda. Is it a grant or a contract?
It's the contract.
It's a contract on the grant. It's
to execute the grant.
It's the Cody software contract is what it is. It's the one that I brought up last Monday.
Okay.
Remember I said I got an email from Sean Barnwell asking if we had it. And anyway, it's...
Okay, so it's a contract. We've been through the bid process.
Yes, sir. This is the whole thing we did all last fall, and then this spring with the Sheriff's Department. We received the grant, but we just never executed the contract, the software contract part of the grant. And you reviewed it?
I reviewed the contract. I have no problem with the contract.
Okay.
Okay. Are you aware if we've bid it out correctly?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have. Got one shaking his head. He doesn't know.
Jimmy, we went through quite a lengthy process.
Jimmy, hang on. Please come up to the mic.
Chuck, this is all part of the White River Communication Project, and we've done all the bids. We had, I don't know, 8 or 9 different companies that bid it. Was narrowed down to 3.
Right.
Went through that process of elimination down to the Cody contract, and then... The bid was awarded to Cody, and now we just have the contract that needs to be put into effect.
Okay, I'm remembering the process. Thanks for your help.
Yeah. The only reason I don't know is I didn't participate in that process. I just reviewed the contract.
Okay.
So,
but
I
you do have.
I'm sorry.
You do have the contract?
Yes.
Okay.
So I move that we accept the Cody software contract.
Okay, now. You've got me just a little off base here with we approved the grant through the process, but we didn't approve the contract.
Right. We awarded the grant to Cody.
Okay.
They sent us the contract. The contract was reviewed by Bob, but never got back on the agenda to approve the contract.
Okay.
It's a two-step process. The grant.
I'm ready to do so. I just didn't totally understand whenever the bids came in and we approved the bids.
Probably why we thought we had approved the contract, because we award the grant bid.
Right. We awarded it without the contract, which is standard.
Okay. I'll second the motion. Any more questions, comments? Okay, we got a motion to approve a contract with Cody Computer Software.
Correct.
Ready to vote?
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Next is truth, honesty, and the conduct of elected officials. I think that's you, Danny.
That's me. Because of events that took place last week, I'll not be discussing these issues. There will be a letter to the editor explaining every word that I have in this form today. We have to conduct our meetings in an orderly form and to proceed with the business of the county. I feel like addressing this through a letter to the editor that will reach everyone is the most appropriate matter to take care of this. And so as of this week, I will not be addressing those issues, although those are very strong, healthy words. We raise our hands in a pledge as we take our oath to uphold those issues.
Okay. I've got some comments. We'll go ahead and open it up to the public. Does anyone want to speak now, or since Danny doesn't have comments? Mrs. Pennell, welcome, young lady.
My comments are in regards to the whole situation that Danny is discussing. I am Renee Pennell, proudly the wife of Chuck Pennell, our commissioner. My husband has a heart to be a public servant. That is, in fact, how he feels about his job. That's why he's here. To serve, he works very hard, purposely, to represent and serve the county with integrity and honesty. In these past 6 weeks, we have been howling. We have been hearing howls and growls from what I call wolves in sheep's clothing. They seem to use every opportunity to draw all attention to mistakes that Chuck has made, which he has admitted to. It is something that they want to keep in the limelight, it seems like. And this is an election year, so I think it's an especially good time for them to highlight it. The public needs to be informed. I agree. What other people have said today that have come up to the podium, I think it's wise to be informed and elected, what elected officials are doing, how they're voting and representing you, because they are here to represent us and do a job for us, not for their self and their good pleasures. The public needs to be informed. How I wish this were true. One mistake has been made, and I believe it has been kept in the forefront. It is what I call an assassination of character for Chuck, and I believe it's especially being used this year. It is done, I believe, to assist others and what they have as a political agenda, and possibly to even replace Chuck in his position for someone that they feel like might do a better job or an appropriate job that they feel like would be easier to work with for them. However, it is the county's decision and not a few people's decision. It's a shameful act. Danny mentioned last week that he was embarrassed by different things that have happened in this county, and I am very embarrassed as well. I have lived here my whole life, and I've never seen it get so down and dirty and dishonest as what I've seen. It's really sad and shameful. And when this is out to other people, what are we representing as our county? What kind of integrity are we showing other people that we have? Are we going to be a commercialized county and go for the green? Or are we going to protect ourselves and protect our character and protect what we have stood for many, many years? There are people who have been what I think have been used as pawns and mouthpieces to be destructive. I see in their hearts what I see is that they believe what they're saying, but I believe that they're deceived, and I think that they're being used to further someone else's agenda, and it's not fun. Chuck would not be here in his position if he didn't think that he was supposed to be here for God. He's being obedient to what he's supposed to do, and it's not an easy place to be for him or for me, but we're trying to walk in obedience to God. And I haven't ever spoke that I have today because I think I'd pop if I didn't. that I think all of you that know Chuck well enough to know his heart knows that he is sincere, he is honest, he's a man of integrity, and he works for the good of the county, not for the good of politics.
Before you leave, I might have a question. I've got a few comments. Do we have a... I'll just go ahead. Let's see. It's been about, I think about 2 years ago, I was the focus of a nepotism charge had come up against me. And I was visiting with one of our employees, I guess it's been a couple of months ago, and he said something to me about my wife driving a county vehicle. I said, well, she's never driven any county vehicle. So while you're here on the spot, honey, have you ever driven a county vehicle before?
No, sir, we haven't been in a county vehicle.
The reason I bring it up, many things happen at our meeting in public comment or outside of public comment. And it was mentioned a couple of years ago that maybe Renee was driving that vehicle. Well, that simply wasn't true. My point is, people pick it up. What's said in the newspapers, on the radio station, people pick up comments and take them for the truth. But there's just a lot of things that aren't true out there. We had two incidents that the nepotism charge was about. One of them, as I remember, one of them was a dog that was injured and bleeding, and our superintendent at the shelter called, and what do I do? Well, I was in the middle of a meeting, so I called Renee. Renee got in her own truck, our truck, and took the dog to the vet for attention. The other time was on a weekend, the sheriff's department called, and they had somebody that had a little dog, and they thought it was sick, and it was close to the house, so they just brought it to the house. So Renee took the dog, saw that from her experience it probably had parvo, told the people, go wash your clothes, and volunteered to take it to the vet in Springfield. So I said, okay. And that's what she did. To the best of my knowledge, that's the two instances that my nepotism charges were all about. And that's enough of that, except Renee asked me a couple of 3 days ago if she could speak. I said, you're a citizen like anybody else. And sure, you can speak. So last night she wrote up what you all just heard. And he was laying there this morning, but I didn't look at it. She asked me if I did. Nope, don't want to look at it. So those are her words. Of course, she lives with me every day. And I'm sure I influence her greatly. A little humor there. She's pretty hard-headed. But I love my wife, and I thank her for standing up and appreciate her comments. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just a minute, Bob. Hang on, Bob. Well, go ahead. Come on. If there are others that signed up for, or no, I'm sorry, we're out of public comment. If there are others that want to speak to this truth, honesty, and the conduct of elected officials, you still have the opportunity. Go ahead, Bob.
I'm going to keep it very brief, but being as I know that I brought up some questions about some of the facts that this panel just brought up, I am nobody's pawn. I am nobody's puppet. I do everything on my own. So wherever you get that idea from, it's false. And if that's false, then maybe other things are false too. But I do things on my own. Thank you.
I'd ask Mrs. Pennell to release her notes to the press. I don't think she named anybody there in that situation. Others? Okay, I've got a couple of comments on truth and honesty and conduct of elected officials. Helen's at home this morning with her daughter. She's not feeling well. So it's kind of a bad spot. I've got some comments to say about what she said last week. Let me read just a little bit of the minutes or the comments that were made on March 29th, if I can find them here. First, I'm speaking. I was very clear to Helen. I thought it was all right because Jim had put it in there. What that's talking about is the invoice that's caused all this mess. If I wanted to take the time, I believe I can go back and listen to the tapes where we've held out checks like this before, and there has been no vote taken before Helen released the check. I saw Helen some kind of body language, and I said, you don't think so, Helen? So Helen came to speak, and she said, not as far as I know. Nikki will usually call, and if I hold them, this has been since January, she's talking about that invoice, and I will monitor, and if it's been 3 or 4 weeks, I will ask, are they going to approve this check? And she will call her or me her, and she will say, they just had a meeting, I will get the minutes they voted to release the check and send it out. So it is by vote and through Nikki's office and the minutes. Those are Helen's words. I ask, so you are saying we have always gone back and re-voted on it? Helen answered, yes. If you vote to hold it, you vote to release it before I release it. Well, first, this was on the 29th of March. This was before someone called the prosecutor and asked for an investigation. Helen did not make any comment about what I had said to her to release the check. She did step up to the podium to say, no, we don't release checks without a vote. But the case is, the way I see it, the infamous check of March was released without votes. Helen didn't ask about a vote, didn't check on a vote. She didn't get a vote. I went back and listened to the minutes, I think starting in about June. And handily, the accounts payables is right on the front of the meeting, so I didn't have to listen to all the meeting. But I went through and I listed the checks or the meetings where checks were held out, and there was a number of them. One of them I recognized, and last Thursday I sent Helen an email and asked her if she would look one up to see if that had been voted on. And she hasn't got that done yet, and she emailed me back this morning when I asked her again that she was working on that. I think it's clear, and I guess we're going to have an investigation, but I'm thinking that we're going to find out that the treasurer, not because she's not trying to or not doing a good job, has released checks without votes. And so the treasurer is in this whole mess. And as I said last week, Helen and I have voted, or we have prayed together. I prayed for her daughter this morning as soon as she emailed me. And now the public sits today and has read the newspapers for, 6 or 7 weeks? And it's Chuck against Helen. That's tough. That stinks. I had a polygraph test on the specific question. You've all seen that in the newspapers, I'm sure. Helen stated last week to the press after the meeting that the test was wrong, that I wasn't telling the truth. And so we got the public sitting here today with the presiding commissioner and the treasurer saying two different things about what happened. I've got a polygraph test that says I'm telling the truth. I challenge Helen to take one herself. But the sad thing is, because of the whole deal happening here at the courthouse, we've got this deal with the treasurer and the presiding commissioner, who I think safe to say both love each other and care about each other. And it's really sad. I think that's all I've got to say.
I have something to say.
Yes, sir.
Speaking as an employee of the county, this whole thing has been terrible for everybody that works in this office. It's been awful. It's been shameful. It takes up county time. It takes up my time. It takes up other employees' time, and it's shameful. We should be taking care of county business and not this. You asked me about a week ago, Chuck. You came into my office, and you said if I had any bright ideas to try to stop some of this, to try to calm things down, that I should let you know. I did my best here today. I got Danny to stand down and not bring a bunch of people in to speak badly about you. I told him that this isn't the appropriate way to do it. If he wanted to, he should write a letter to the editor and not to do that. Yet he does that, and you continue with the issue with the people that you brought to counter the people that he brought. I did what I could to try to keep this from happening today, and I'm a little upset that, you know, I got him to stand down, and then you continued on. I just think the whole thing needs to stop.
Bob, could I ask you a question? You're saying you got Danny to stand down.
Yes, I did. I don't know completely if I was the only one, but I worked on getting... I told him the things that I just told you that I told him, and he did stand down.
But I don't... Bob, I don't understand how you can say he's standing down. He showed us a letter in an envelope that he's going to send to the newspaper.
Exactly. I told you that. I said that the most appropriate way to do it would be by sending a letter to the editor and not making a zoo out of the county commission and bringing a bunch of people in, because you were going to bring a bunch of people in too, and all we're going to have is a war here. If he wants to do it, write a letter to the editor and stop taking up county time with this. And I don't know if I was the only one that had influence on Danny to do that, but he did.
Bob, I got to tell you, of all the people that have spoke this morning, you appear to be the only one that's upset.
I am upset.
And you're one of the brightest guys I hang around. And you know, Bob, by Danny taking a letter to the editor, that is not going to stop anything, do you think?
I tried to stop this here today, and I just want it to stop.
But you didn't answer my question, Bob. Do you think that things are going to stop when Danny takes a letter to the editor?
Do you think Danny's not going to express his point of view no matter what I say? You asked me if I had any bright ideas to try to stop what was going on in our meetings, and I gave it my best effort.
But, Bob, hang on, buddy. You have criticized me for continuing this discussion, and I've done it in a calm voice. The people that have spoke, Mr. Shantz, way to go. Calm voice, spoke to us. And let me finish, would you, before you interrupt, and then I'll give you the floor. You're criticizing me for bringing this up today. I didn't bring it up, Bob.
Danny put
it on the agenda.
He did.
And there's been mistakes made and all this stuff. And he is going to continue it with a letter to the editor. And you never have answered my question, I don't believe. You know in your own heart that it's not going to stop when Danny brings it up. I had people at church ask me yesterday, when are you going to get out of the newspapers? And I said, I hate to say this because it's kind of negative, but probably in about 3 months when the elections happen. We'll have a word or two then and be over probably. I don't know. Maybe it won't. But you know, Bob, in your heart that when Danny takes it to the newspaper, it's not going to stop. And so I don't think you're right in criticizing me for saying what I've said or anyone else that spoke today.
Why are you upset?
The rest of us
I'll tell you why I'm upset. I got him to stand down, and yet I'm still in here hearing the same stuff. And I got him to stand down, and I'm just not going to try to stop it anymore. I don't care. You guys just go ahead. I mean, it doesn't bother me a bit. Well, no, that's not true. It bothers me a lot.
Okay. Other comments?
Truth? I do have a little bit of one.
No?
There's an investigation going on, and there's events that happened this last week that have caused me not to bring an end to this conversation. This is a very embarrassing situation for this county. I am here to conduct county business. I am here to represent the citizens of all of Taney County, my constituents in Eastern Taney County. I do not want this circus to continue. And my letter to the editor will explain my side of this story that has been turned in. Part of this has been turned into the Attorney General because there's actions taken that needs to be addressed. And so I am going to pursue. Seems to be a feeling in the group that there's one person that's godly and everybody else is less so. That is not the case. We all have a fear for our living God who we serve to make this county a better place for every citizen. Those that disagree and those that agree with us. I serve those that disagree the same as I serve those that agree with me. But for me not to take and give my side of the story, there's an investigation going on, as Mr. Pennell stated, and I have just as much right to voice my letter to the editor that he's already done as he does. So this letter that Helen Suti, or this invoice or quote or whatever you want to, I don't want this letter to go unattended. So there are certain things that I want to do. But we're here to conduct county business, and we have to conduct it in a professional way. And that's the reason that I stood down this morning with my comments, and because there is other things that took place last week that need to be addressed. And so I want an end to all of it also, but there is going to be, there's, as the old, and everybody knows, there's two sides to every story. And so that's, as soon as we can get this over with, I am disgusted and disappointed that the investigation has not went farther, quicker, moved on, and that we don't have harmony in the commission. I am disgusted with that fact that we should have that. But that's not the way things have went. And so that's the way things have turned out. And that's my comment on this. I sat down and wrote up a long list of things that should be addressed. And maybe these things should have been addressed individually as they came along. But gentlemen, you try to conduct county business and put personalities, everything else aside. This is our job. People elect us to do this. Whenever I spoke last week about respect and honesty and all those things, I meant those words. I didn't just quote them just to be grandstanding. There was some grandstanding took place last week, but the words respect and honesty and all those things were not words that were just spoken. That's all I have to say about it.
Danny, I'd like to challenge you to listen to the tape this morning. Mr. Shantz got up and spoke a while ago about Nashville and recommending we do something to help them. And he's made some comment about us all being Christian people. He didn't single anybody out. And my wife has spoke. I don't believe she indicated in any way, shape, or form that one is a more godly person, as you just said. I don't think that's true. Again, Bob said something. We all go to church. I mean, we've had other people get up and speak about God. And our nation was founded by godly people. I think you heard something that wasn't really said, that someone was saying that one person was more godly than the next. I don't think that's in there. Okay. Other business? None? I'd like to...
Oh, there's someone raising their hand in the back.
If you want to speak to truth, honesty, you still got a chance. But you're about to lose it.
My name is Mark Blackwell. Last week, I was at the commission meeting. I've been at a couple other commission meetings, and Chuck had asked me the week before if I could come just to say prayer, and I was honored to, and I did. I've lived here about a little more than 4 years, and I just want to share, it just really saddened me last week with the meeting here. Just to see how
we can just barely hear you, Mark.
I'm sorry.
Pull that mic up.
Very sorry.
Talk loud.
It just last week's meeting just saddened me to see the arguing that was going on, because I know how this county, Taney County, is such a Christian area. I had never heard of Branson. I lived in Florida. My mom moved here in '99. She came here for a week of timeshare, and before the week was over, she had bought a condo here. And I'm like, wow, why are you moving to Branson? And she said, it is different than any other place. And so she said, you need to come up. And my family, we came up for a week. And I've been privileged to travel all over the United States and the world. But I'll tell you, when we went home, anyone I talked to about the Branson area, I said how it was such a Christian area. Always said that. So that's why I was saddened last week to see this arguing. None of us are perfect as Christians. We all sin. We all make mistakes. It's asking for the forgiveness and being given the forgiveness. And last week during my prayer, I asked for blessings upon all three of you men and on your families. And I'm up here just to witness that I see great things in all three of you. Chuck, of course, I know we go to our Wednesday Christian service or get together on Wednesdays at Two Fat Daddies. Danny, you and I have probably only got to talk personally once, and that is that I remember that. That was the once where I sat in a meeting with you and Chuck and Ron in regards to me being on the Planning and Zoning Commission. And you got to hear my story. And I remember when I left that meeting, because that story didn't really have to be about with me being on the Planning and Zoning Commission. It just was witnessing why I had moved to the area. And when I walked out of that meeting, and it was a long meeting, I got on the cell phone and called my wife, and I said, well, I don't think I'm going to be on Planning and Zoning Commission, but I got to share my story. And I just want to thank you for your yes, for hearing the words I spoke, and your yes to that, and for blessing me with the opportunity to be on the board during this time. And Jim, I don't know if I've even got to shake your hand, maybe once, but I see how you're a blessing for the commission. I see a wisdom in you. You have a knowledge. You're able to see things, do things, understand things that help both of these men. And I just want to thank you for you serving on the board. And I look forward to you and I personally getting together and just talk and get to know you. I'm looking forward to that. And I just you know, as for Chuck, I know that he serves Taney County, and I've told people that. But I know he serves a higher Lord, and that is his number one goal. And by serving the Lord, he serves the people of Taney County. He's not perfect, and none of us are. And I just thank him for his time here. And this has nothing to do with his reelection, because if the Lord wants him in as a commissioner, then he'll be voted in. If not, then the Lord will take him other places. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. All right, last chance. Anyone else? Okay, we'll recess for a couple of minutes, and then we've got some work sessions. Thanks for being here.